BBC News with Debbie Russ. Several US companies have cut ties with the National Rifle Association following last week's Florida school shooting. They include car rental firms and a computer software company. Donald Trump's former deputy campaign manager Rick Gates has struck a deal with investigators probing Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Gates has now admitted lying to the FBI and has pleaded guilty to conspiracy. Senior officials of the International Olympic Committee will today discuss whether to lift the suspension of Russia. The Russians were told they could regain their Olympic status if their athletes competing in Pyeongchang as neutrals stuck to a set of rules. But Russian athletes have accounted for two of the four failed drug tests so far. Ecuador's foreign minister says the country's latest efforts to negotiate the release of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from its London embassy have failed. Maria Espinosa said her government had suggested mediation to the UK government, but she said Britain was unwilling to participate. The US Treasury Secretary has warned those who trade with North Korea that they do so at their own peril. Announcing new sanctions, Steve Mnuchin said any company that helped to fund Pyongyang's nuclear program would lose the right to do business with America. The US cloud storage company Dropbox is seeking to raise $500 million in an initial public offering. Dropbox, which has previously been valued at $10 billion, allows users to share and store large files such as photos and music. The lead vocalist on some of the best-known songs of the early 1960s, Barbara Alston, has died at the age of 74. Alston fronted the all-girl group The Crystals, whose hits included And Then He Kissed Me and Da Doo Run Run. They were one of several groups that were made famous by the record producer Phil Spector and his wall of sound. BBC News.